Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Matt Hancock, what a plonker. Now, I try not to be overly personal when I'm talking about objectionable politicians. The reason, of course, I object to them isn't because of their personalities, even though many of them aren't exactly full of the milk of human kindness, but because of the policies they impose on often very vulnerable and struggling people, and frankly, the destruction of the social fabric of this country. I think that's pretty reasonable grounds to object to a politician, but when it comes to Matt Hancock specifically, what else is there to say? Now, I think plonker is more than reasonable given the circumstances. Just a little recap, shall we? He is, of course, the former health secretary, who's one of the chief architects of a catastrophic COVID policy, which led to the deaths, the avoidable deaths of many tens of thousands of our fellow citizens. After breaking his own COVID rules by canoodling with a woman he was having an affair with, he was, of course, forced to resign. Then in an attempt to whitewash his reputation, he abdicated his responsibilities as a constituency MP by getting a load of dosh to go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which involved eating the anuses of insects, that kind of thing. He also handed his WhatsApps en masse to Isabel Oakeshott, the journalist who then proceeded to leak them en masse with pretty humiliating consequences. Well, the Matt Hancock clown show never ends, and it's back in town. He's been caught in a sting led by donkeys. Let's just have a little look, shall we?
So we were wondering, do you have a daily rate at the moment?
I do, yes. It's 10,000 sterling.
This is Seoul, home to the headquarters of Hanson Consulting, a South Korean company with plans to expand into the UK and Europe. And this is Soo-yeon Lee, the company's Vice President of External Affairs. She's trying to recruit British MPs to join the company's International Advisory Board and has been conducting job interviews on Zoom.
Can you see me?
No, oh, I can't see you yet.
There we go.
Hello?
Oh, hello there. Very nice to meet you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Hi. How are you?
What these MPs don't know is that Hanson Consulting doesn't actually exist. It's been entirely made up by Led by Donkeys. It has no headquarters, there's no advisory board, no clients, no money and no staff. Oh, and Soo-yeon Lee is an undercover reporter.
I'm Anthony Barnett and for many years I've been investigating the financial interest of politicians of all main parties. I was approached by Led by Donkeys to help them conduct an experiment after the recent scandals over MPs and their second jobs. In the middle of a cost of living crisis, when people need their MPs more than ever, would a serving member of parliament still consider taking a job furthering the interests of a foreign company on top of their constituency duties? And how much would they want to be paid?
10,000 sterling. Funny guy. Grubby little so-and-so, though, if we're going to be honest about it. Now, bear in mind that an MP's salary is £84,144 a year. That puts them in the top 3% or so of earners in Britain. It's been hiked by 28% since 2010. All right for some, isn't it? The same MPs, of course, who imposed real terms pay cuts on public sector workers who propped up this country, including during the worst crisis since the war. Then there's his hourly rate. Should we listen to that?
Hourly rates, maybe, I mean, do you have any number in mind that we were thinking?
Well, it around 1500.
1500?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear, oh dear. Okay, I could just make this video another excuse to clobber Matt Hancock. Don't get me wrong, quite entertaining. Pretty cathartic. I'm not going to pretend I don't enjoy just going for Matt Hancock, but I am more interested in the system. And obviously, it is important. I emphasise that. I interviewed Bernie Sanders recently, name drop. but the point he made was that all too often we just focus on kind of nefarious individuals rather than looking at the system. And that encourages a kind of illusions that you know, it's just a few bad people in place and you just replace them with good people when actually it's the system that's the problem. Now, back in January, it was reported in The Guardian and elsewhere that Tory MPs have received collectively over £15 million from Second Jobs since the last general election. That dwarfs the combined income of politicians representing other parties. So if you bear in mind, obviously 54% of MPs are Tories, but they account for 89% of external income over the last 3 years. Now, we're going to talk, because I've talked there about, obviously, the Tories, love bashing Tories. I wrote a book called The Establishment and How They Get Away With It many years ago. But I looked at it, the reason I'm talking about kind of, not, I'm going to widen it out and talk about some examples I wrote about in that book was, you know, obviously the Tories are the most passionately committed to privatisation and the supremacy of the market and the private sector. But when Labour was in government, you got this revolving door, you got lots of Labour MPs taking up Second Jobs. And I'm going to discuss that and say why it matters, why it's a threat to democracy, in my view. It's not just something that's bad, but it's a threat to democracy.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So what I wrote about back in The Establishment was Patricia Hewitt, for example, who was health secretary under New Labour. Obviously, the health service is supposed to be, you know, the shining jewel, the crown, the jewel in the crown of the Labour Party, and it should be there to defend the National Health Service as publicly run, not as a cash cow for profiteers. But, you know, she, after she stood down, she became much sought after by private health firms who are obviously interested in privatisation of the NHS. 6 months after stepping down as health secretary, for personal reasons, she was, for example, ended up working for the multinational health and beauty group Alliance Boots, which makes around 40% of its money from NHS contracts. So she was appointed as a special advisor. They paid her £300 an hour. Equally, the private equity firm Cinven, which bought 25 private hospitals from the private healthcare giant Bupa, hired her as a special advisor for £55,000. I mean, it didn't stop there. For example, she was taken on by British Telecoms, who made her a £75,000 a year non-executive director. And, you know, she was actually ended up in a similar sting, entrapped in 2010, along with two former Labour ministerial colleagues, Jeff Hoon and Stephen Byers, where they were apparently agreeing to lobby for cash. So Stephen Byers described himself as a sort of cab for hire, quite infamously, suggesting his usual daily fee was between £3,000 and £5,000. And, you know, Hoon said that politicians could open doors. He boasted he was looking forward to translating my knowledge and contacts about the international scene into something that bluntly makes money. There's lots of examples, both, you know, back then in the House of Lords, 40 peers having a financial interest in NHS privatisation, including the former Tory Health Secretary and Bupa Director Virginia Bottomley. You got a Labour peer, would you believe, called Lord Warner, who penned a newspaper article declining his support for the Tories' proposals which extended privatisation of the NHS, but he failed to disclose that he worked for private companies that stood to gain from those policies. I mean, we could go on. The reason this matters is, for one thing, it cements an establishment. That's why I wrote about it in The Establishment and How They Get Away With It, because you end up with MPs and these private companies believing that they have shared common interests. So, you know, a minister will think to themselves, well, where's my career going to go from here? And what private companies are interested in is trying to game the democratic system, because obviously MPs and particularly ministers have inner workings of how democracy works. So the reason they're getting these MPs and ministers, or they're so interested in courting them, is because they can then work out how to exploit, you know, getting in the political system in order to make a load of money. And you get, as I've said, the sense of MPs and politicians thinking of themselves as being on the same side, instinctively, as big business, having the same shared interests and something that they will be able to make huge sums of money from. And that is a menace to democracy, that threatens democracy, because that's one of the ways that the political system doesn't serve the people, the electorate, but serves private interests, because you get MPs basically seeing elected office not as a service and a duty, but something that they can reasonably use as a springboard to make a packet that they wouldn't be able to do if it wasn't for the democratic system. So this is, for me, about the corruption of democracy. It's not just about Matt Hancock being a massive plonker. And I will repeat, he really is a massive plonker. But it's about Labour and Tory parties alike, because what happens is when one is in government, because at the moment the Tories in government, so they're obviously the most influential, powerful when it comes to gaming the system. But, you know, will the same thing happen with Labour? It did last time. And that's the problem. You end up then with two parties converging, partly because both their politicians think that they can make money from doing this. And I think that is why this should be regarded not just as just pathetic and amoral or immoral, but actually something which is far, far more pernicious and something that we should all fight against. Please like, subscribe, and do support us on patreon.com/OwnJazz84. I will see you in a bit.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.